Coach, can you talk about, you know, Von Miller credited you for a lot of his development. Can you just talk about him? You know, he gives you a lot of props, said you've been very instrumental in the player he is today.
Well, I think what happens is that's very kind words that he said about me. I appreciate that kind of stuff. But first of all, I was the first coach that he had. So any of those things, I think that becomes pretty you know, where you always have a memory with that coach, and also I have a memory with that player. He's a great person, great football player. You know what I mean? He's got a bright future, got an opportunity to be in the Hall of Fame, and I'm real proud of him. There's a lot of things we went through from a development standpoint with him, and he's very, very talented, and right now I was really excited for him. You know, he played well at the latter part of the season last year and ended up getting the Most Valuable Player Award, and I'm real proud of him, and he's got a wonderful family, and he's a really good teammate, you know what I mean? He has a house, and he built his basement to have all the players over all the time, and he's a really good player and a very good person.
When he gave you that shout-out after that winning that award, what did that mean to you personally?
Well, I didn't hear it. I think somebody called me and told me about that, but that was really nice of him. It's not the first time when he was the Rookie of the Year, apparently on whatever that ESPY show is, or whatever they give the award out, that he apparently had mentioned something like that too. But like I said, he's a great individual, and he was a pleasure to coach, and he's got a bright future.
And that being said, do you talk to the offensive linemen to give them a little bit of a heads up on what?
Well, we did. I met with the coaching staff and told them about. Majority of the time, when you look at their football team, their defense are really the same players that we had when I was there. You know, there's a few. Maybe one or two guys that are different, but from the majority of their, all the guys that we had from young guys all the way up to now, they have a lot of success, really talented group of players. So I visited with the coaches on that, mainly the offensive line coaches, and told them about what I thought about every one of the players. We did visit with that part. And on offense, when you look at them, they really have done a revamped job. The receivers are pretty much the same guys. CJ was there when I was there. The quarterbacks are different. A lot of the linemen are different. The starting tight end was there when I was there, used as an H-back. But overall, their offense, there's more changes on the offensive side of the ball from a personnel standpoint than on the defensive side of the ball. He's good. It's not just him. I mean, they got a talented group of receivers. They use all of them. They use, you know, five or six of them at times. And the thing is, he's really talented. He's a big specimen. You know what I mean? He can run. He's physical. He's got ability to, you know, do well in the run game in terms of they use their receivers to crack block. He can do that. And also, he's very, you know, he's a big play guy. When you look at him and Sanders is a little bit faster, more speed, can accelerate out of the breaks a little bit better, can accelerate, does a great job. And over the, you know, if you look at him last year, between the two of those guys, they had like over, I think it was 2,500 yards of offense those guys had. So those are two big play guys that they have. And once again, they're doing the same things today.
How concerned are you about the inside linebacker?
Well, I think we'll be fine. I think I know the coach already addressed that issue with it. We're not going to change our system, our scheme, and the players have been here. So we'll be fine with that. Are we disappointed that some guys are hurt? Yeah, you know, but we've got to move on to the next player, just like we've done all year. Well, both the quarterbacks. First of all, Gary Kubiak, I've been with him a long time back when he was a player. I've coached with him. He does a wonderful job with the quarterback situations. He's a really, really good quarterback coach. And the thing is, with both those guys, they're extremely well coached. They've simplified their offense somewhat to help with those two guys. They're both young. Both of them are very talented. Both of them are really, really good. Who plays, I don't know. We're prepared for both of them. Their system's not going to change, just like our system's not going to change. But both those are talented athletes. I know the Lynch kid, they drafted him high, so that is probably their future for the franchise later on. But the other guy's done a really good job, you know, running that offense with a lot of good players around him. No, I think some of our coaches have, you know, we watched him back when he was in college, first of all. The other thing is that we've gone through every game that he has played. And like I said, the system's not going to change. The player is, you know, he's got a strong arm. He's, for a big guy, I think he might be over 6'5". The guy can run. His time speed's not good when you look at it on paper, but he runs plays faster than his time speed. He's out in space. He can make you miss. He can throw all the good throws. I think last week he had 24 throws, and he had two explosive plays, so he can go downtown with the ball. He's going to be a really, really good quarterback.